Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's a video going viral between Chris Cuomo and a guy at a bar out there in on the East Coast. And it seems as though there's a battle now over the meaning of the word Fredo. A new meaning in the world of Woketopia. It seems to me that Chris Cuomo is obsessed with appropriating the N-word and making it personal to him. This is the second time in which he tries to appropriate the meaning of this. Is this just about victimology? I'm not sure what makes this guy click. In February 2017, he apologized after saying journalists being called fake news was the equivalent of the use of the N-word for journalists. Now he's saying, when this guy called him Fredo in a bar, that for Italian people, that's comparable to calling them the N-word. He went so far as to say, "Are any of you Italian?" Cuomo asked a group of men involved in this altercation or confrontation, I should say. "It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us. What is this guy's obsession?" Of course, President Trump had to weigh in, and he said, "Well, I thought Chris was Fredo. Also, the truth hurts. Totally lost it. Low ratings at CNN." But then Hannity comes to his defense as well, you know, about who should apologize to who. And then that think tank, Anthony Scaramucci, says that he was very proud of Cuomo because this happens all the time and it's quite racist. Now, I didn't know that Italians, that was a race. But maybe I'm not woke. I'm not sure. So the guy just says, and I think he was lying when I look at the video. He says, "Well, I thought your name was Fredo. I didn't mean anything by it." And Chris Cuomo goes crazy. "I'll effing ruin your it. I'll effing throw you down the stairs. Take a swing at me. Call me Fredo and, you know, see what's going to happen." He goes on and on and on. You got to see the video. Now, interesting about Chris is that he's got this woman, Anna Navarro, who comes on his show all the time, and she actually, a while back, it referred to Donald Trump Jr. as Fredo, as the Fredo of the Trump empire. So is Fredo actually an ethnic slur? Now, we know for sure that it doesn't have the meaning that Chris Cuomo tries to appropriate with it for Italians. I have a lot of friends that are Italian. Never once has anybody ever indicated to me that Fredo is the same or synonymous as the N-word. That it's as vile in for Italians as it is for blacks or African Americans. Don't get it. In fact, if you go and you look up Fredo in the Urban Dictionary, it says in the family, like the one that is the goof, the screw up. It's Michael's older brother who thought he should be in charge of the family, but he was considered to be the failure in the family because he was a knucklehead. He was an idiot. He didn't have any common sense. Now, when you look at that meaning, maybe Chris is the Fredo. I don't know. His father was a very powerful politician in the state of New York. His brother is equally powerful politician in the state of New York, and maybe they think that because he's in the media, and I got to be careful here, I may be making fun of myself, and he's a talk show host, a TV show host, that he's the Fredo of the family. But where he ended up, he's very smart, he's very bright, he's got a ton of education, got a ton of credentials, but maybe for some, that he's the Fredo of that family. I don't know. But what is it with his obsession with the appropriation of this word? This is twice now that he's tried to appropriate the meaning of the N-word as it relates to him. And he didn't call Anna Navarro out when she called Donald Trump Jr. The Fredo as he was interviewing her. Obviously, it's not as, I guess, much of a slur, or maybe he was okay with them calling them that. Want to hear from you, 260-1870. Got to see this video. He lost it. Lack of emotional intelligence. He let some idiot get under his skin, and he just went to town. And quite frankly, the idiot maintained his composure. And if you're going to be out there talking about these things and talking about division and talking about this, it would seem to me that you need to handle yourself in a much better situation, much better fashion, excuse me. Let's go to Clegg on line one out in Algiers. What say you, Clegg?
Hey, Sheriff. Yeah, I just can't help but think about how much having someone of the character of Donald Trump has just kind of made this much more common, this insulting people, giving people derogatory nicknames. I mean, it's all coming out. And I think it's just from the presidency on down, you really shouldn't insult people by using terms that are insulting. And I kind of understand the Anna Navarro thing was Anna Navarro referred to him as the Fredo, referring to a character in a movie.
She referred to him saying Donald Trump left Fredo, Donald Trump Jr., at home, didn't bring him to the White House. So who cares what Donald Trump Jr. has to say?
Yeah, the Fredo. It's a reference to the movie The Godfather, which was a character in a movie that Don Jr. is considered by a lot of people in the press and a lot of people that he's kind of the bumbling son, gets everything wrong and cheating on his wife and such.
So how is that different when someone walks up to Chris Cuomo and says, hey, Fredo?
Calls you a Fredo. Yeah.
No, hey, Fredo.
So I lived in the Northeast. I lived in Philly. And that in the Northeast, at least, is considered, it's like calling an Irish person a Mick. It's insulting. It's got a historical connotation up there. It is to a lot of Italians I know in the Northeast, at least. I don't know about, the ones that you're hanging out with down here, but the ones up there.
Well, ones that have been reported in the news stories seem to say the same thing. In fact, a lot of the folks in the Italian American Society have come out and say, what is he talking about? Fredo is not synonymous with the N-word.
Well, I can tell you the people I know in the Northeast that is it's pretty high up there as far as insulting language to an Italian American. So it may be regional. It may be a regional thing too. Maybe that it's considered.
And Clegg,
I don't know.
You really believe that this name calling started with Trump? I'm not trying to defend Trump, but do you believe it started with Trump?
Well, he certainly has exacerbated it with,
he participates, yeah.
Yeah, and can you think of a lot of other presidents that were on a daily basis using, insulting people's height, intelligence, on social media or even in the public eye? No, the answer is no. I mean, he's really
You know what's interesting here is that when you had elected officials actually promoting getting in the face of members of his cabinet. And I wonder what would happen if Homeland Security, the former Homeland Security cabinet member, Kristen Nielsen, would have responded this same way to folks that were getting in her face at a restaurant, what the outcry would have been.
Well, you know, I don't think there's another stick on there. Being able to speak to public officials and tell them off and tell them what you think of them is, you know, look, unless you got a couple million dollars, you're not going to be able to talk to a lot of these members. So that's fair game.
You can go up to them in a restaurant. You can interrupt what they're doing in a restaurant, get in their face about a particular position that they have on a particular issue, and that's fair game.
When else do you think that somebody in rural Kentucky is going to be able to have the opportunity to talk to Mitch McConnell?
It's a simple yes or no. You think that's fair game?
Yeah. Okay. That's their only chance to do it. Unless you're a millionaire, you can't talk to Donald Trump.
Well, I can't talk to Chris Cuomo, so it would be fair game for me to do that to Chris Cuomo?
To tell him what you think of his positions? Yeah. To insult him? No.
All right.
Talk about his positions? Absolutely. But I wonder if Kristen Nielsen would have responded like he did,
saying that he was going to effing throw him down the stairs and effing ruin their it and just go off on it and then goad him to punch him. Say, come on, punch me. Punch me.
Well, look, everybody handles it their own way. But you get an elected official. And you see him in public, you tell him what you think
and,
of him.
And where did you start off? You started off saying that, you know, you find it incredible that this, you know, started with the president or something along those lines.
Well, the insulting names and using it publicly and all that. I'm going through a tunnel. I'm going to lose you.
All right, Clegg. Well, I appreciate the call. And we wonder why we are where we are today. I just don't. We have lost all sensibilities of just courtesy at all. There is a proper place and time to challenge folks. A restaurant, a bar, in a movie theater is not one of them. We'll be right back. It turns out Chris Cuomo has issued a tweet, and we'll talk about that when we return. This is Newell on WWL. Is Fredo synonymous with the N-word? Robin Simmons, an African-American journalist in South Florida, said she had never heard someone try to equate calling an Italian Fredo with calling a black person the N-word. Journalist Yashar Ali said he was reminded of something Oprah Winfrey said about why the N-word will never lose its painful sting, that the word was the last thing that black men heard before a lynching. Nothing is comparable to the N-word, Ali wrote. There's this fixation that Cuomo has, as I said before. This is the second time that he's tried to create this equivalency between something in his life, calling journalists fake news, and saying that that was the equivalent of the N-word for journalists. I said this before. He's got some kind of obsession. Let's go to Eddie on line one. What say you, Eddie?
Hey, Noel. How you doing?
Doing good.
It's my second time calling you, and I just want to say before I get started that I love the way that you are in the neutral area, and you look at the pros and the cons, the pluses and the minuses, and you draw your conclusions, in my opinion, by the facts, and two wrongs never make a right. That last caller really got me, only because he started out to say that why do we use words that hurt people? Why do we say things that are harmful and then try to blame a certain person like President Trump? We've been having a problem in society for quite a while. We hear something and, oops, it's the truth. And that's the first mistake we make. We just got to stop the hatred, stop the division, stop the N-words and the T-words and the B-words and understand that everybody should be respected. Just because you're a politician doesn't mean that someone has a right to come to you and disrespect you or your family. I don't understand the hypocrisy that is going on in society now where we don't respect each other. And it's okay to disagree or agree.
Yeah.
We all should have respect for ourselves and others.
Well, you know, I just don't understand what has happened to just the good old-fashioned debate. And, you know, in a courteous way, and to debate it in an intellectual fashion. And that we don't have to get involved with these bully tactics and bullying the issue through, and like a bull in a china closet. We're just going to zero-sum game. We're going to take no prisoners all the time because we have to win the argument. And I've said this before. There are a lot of smart people on both sides of any issue in Congress. There are a lot of smart people on both sides of the aisle. Just because you come from one side of the aisle doesn't mean that it's a stupid idea. We have to look at the facts and judge on the merits of that position, plain and simple. Couldn't agree with you more, Eddie. Thank you so much for the call. We got to get to a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We want to hear what you're thinking. 260-1870 or text 870-870. This is Newell on WWL. Get a number of texts that Donald Trump is the root of all evil and that all of this started unto him. In fact, there was little or no hate before he took office in 2017. Chris Cuomo, to his credit, tweeted out this morning, appreciate all the support, but truth is, I should be better than the guys baiting me. This happens all the time these days, often in front of my family. But there is a lesson. No need to add to the ugliness. I should be better than what I oppose. I should be better than what I oppose. That's what I was saying earlier. Absolutely no display of emotional intelligence, the ability to manage one's own emotions and the emotions of others. In fact, the guy that called him Fredo engaged in more emotional intelligence than Chris Cuomo did. Because Chris tried to bait him, and he wouldn't take the bait. And if Chris looked at the video probably 20 more times, he would see exactly what I'm talking about. In fact, at one point in time in the interaction, he even said the baiter, and I believe he was being baited. There's no doubt about that in my mind. That's just my humble opinion. I don't believe for a moment that he really thought that his name was Fredo. But even at one point in time in the interaction, he says, you're a lot more reasonable than you portray on your TV show. And that really set him off. And Mark Caputo, who is a writer, and you've seen a lot of him on the news as a result of a lot of stuff going on with the collusion investigation. As someone born in Rome whose given name at his baptism in St. Peter's was Mark Antonio, who had a relative in the mob and who loves Roman history as much as The Godfather and Goodfellas, I would like to submit my credentials as an Italian-American. Fredo does not equal the N-word, not at all. The caller that called in to try to justify that was probably a derogatory, maybe ethnic slur to some respect. But I really don't even believe it's that. I really believe it's synonymous with that individual in the family that's just the screw up, the goof, the one that thinks, you know, he deserves whatever rite of passage that he deserves as a result of, being passed down through the family generations because he is the most senior. He's the oldest son, the elder son, and that he should inherit the authority and the power of the family. And that he was considered a failure because he just didn't have the moxie to handle the family business, whether that be a legal business or an illegal business, it doesn't really matter. But this appropriation syndrome that we're going to, this victimization, this victimology, and the question really is, are you woke? And I wonder if Chris is going to come to grips with the appropriation of this N-word as it relates to his life, because this is example number two. It doesn't explain away, his comment on Twitter doesn't explain away what his obsession is with this and why he wants to make himself out to be the victim. Is it not time just for us to walk away? If I read to you half the texts that come in here every day and I let them move me 1 degree to the left or the right in every word that I'm called. In fact, every time I bring up an issue that is even remotely connected, directly, indirectly, roundabout, whatever, back to Trump, it's all kinds of accusatory language, usually foul in nature, and it has nothing to do with defending Trump. This isn't about defending Trump, but yet 5 out of 10 texts are, why are you defending Trump again? I'm not defending Trump. I'm criticizing Chris Cuomo for his behavior. He's bigger than this. He is more intelligent than the manner in which he responded to this idiot that called him Fredo. He's bigger than that. The guy was obviously baiting him, and he took the bait, as we say in South Louisiana, hook, line, and sinker. We'll be right back. Want to hear from you, 260-1870 or text 870-870. The Attorney General Barr was in town yesterday, and he had some interesting comments. We'll talk about that and continue our conversation about Chris, if you so desire, when we return. And on the text line, his obsession with the N-word is no worse than your obsession with being woke. Take a look in the mirror. You know, the obsession, it's rather an intellectual curiosity as to the revision of language, history, and culture for some end. I'm just not sure where it's ultimately going to lead us. And that's why I refer to it as this special place, this nirvana, this Valhalla called Woketopia, because we change things to meet whatever purpose we so desire in being woke in Woketopia. Going to be all things to all people. Speaking of being all things to all people, Attorney General William Barr, in talking to the Fraternal Order of Police convention yesterday here in the city of New Orleans, really took progressive prosecutors to task. He called them dangerous to public safety, and predicting that the result of a number of the policies that they're putting forward will lead to an uptick in crime. What's he talking about when he says these policies? Well, he said a lot of them are demoralizing to law enforcement, and they spend their time undercutting the police, letting criminals off the hook, and refusing to enforce the law. In fact, many of these progressive prosecutors, even though the laws, you know, we have three branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch. The legislative branch passes these laws, and the executive branch has to go enforce the law, and the judicial branch interprets the laws. So in the enforcement, where these district attorneys find themselves, they don't get to pick and choose which laws they're going to prosecute. That's left up to the legislative branch. We have this melding of these branches and these what he refers to, that is Attorney General Barr, these anti-law enforcement district attorneys. They've tended to, he says, emerge in jurisdictions where the election is largely determined by the primary. I guess that's code for saying Democratic cities. Frequently, these candidates ambush an incumbent DA in the primary with misleading campaigns and large infusions of money from outside groups. And he goes on to say, most disturbing is that in some of these jurisdictions, they're refusing to prosecute cases of resisting the police, resisting arrests. Some are refusing to prosecute theft cases or drug cases. even when the suspect is involved in distribution. He goes on to say, and when they do deign to charge a criminal suspect, they are frequently seeking sentences that are pathetically lenient. He further states that these cities are headed back to the days of revolving door justice. The results will be predictable. More crime, more victims. No doubt about that. Let's go to Nancy in Slidell on line one. What say you, Nancy?
Hi.
Yes.
You there?
Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that you were right. Chris Cuomo is very intelligent and very articulate, and I think he's always trying to help others and do the right thing. So it just shows you how really insulted he really was. He just lost it. So to them, what he was saying is to call an Italian Fredo is very insulting. And that was the point he was making. And I think, you know, you have to forgive him. He's human. And he was highly insulted in public.
Well, I think it's bigger than calling an Italian Fredo. I think it's calling anybody Fredo. It's, you know, Fredo stands for really being an embarrassment to your family. That you're not,
well,
you're not smart, you're not capable, you're not in a position to take on the family business, whether legal or illegal or otherwise. It just so happens to be, comes up in the movie Godfather, and he was a character there who had the characteristics of a bumbling fool.
Well, anyway, you get the point. The point was...
No, I get the point, but I mean, you know, and as I said before, Chris came out with this statement, but this isn't the first time that he tried to make something synonymous with what was going on in his life with the N-word. So, you know, how many passes does he get? And I don't think that we have to enter a debate as to the vileness in what the N-word means to most blacks in society today, do we?
I don't think it has anything to do with blacks. I think he was talking about Italians, Italian families. That's what he was talking about. That's what he is. And that's who Fredo came from, the movie, An Italian Family.
I know exactly where it came from. I probably watched it 25 times. It's one of my favorite movies.
Well,
but I don't think it's synonymous with the N-word.
No, I don't either.
You know, but that's what he told these guys. That's what got him off. He said, that's like saying to a black person, calling them the N-word.
Yes.
I don't get that connection. And this is the second time that he's tried to appropriate the N-word as it relates to something going on personal in his life. And I just think that this is a pattern that's been developed for him.
If that called him Fredo in public, he wouldn't have, this point would have not come up.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's not Cuomo's fault, it's the Bader's fault.
No, I think it's both of them's fault. I think he completely overreacted to it, but that's just my opinion. Thanks for the call, Nancy. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back. We're going to go to Brian out in Biloxi on line two. What say you, Brian?
Hello, how are you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
My question would be with a lot of people that are defending what Cuomo did. Imagine, you know, don't change the situation, but put Donald Trump Jr. in that situation. Do you think people would be so quick to just not show up? You know, he had a reason to be upset. You know, he was called a Fredo. You know, I mean, I'm Italian, so I mean, it's ridiculous that had nothing to do. It's just an insult. That's just like you said, an idiot. But it seems like this is the traffic that this is what the left traffics in. Is this who can be more outraged? Who can be more victimized? And the worst out of the worst are the liberal white elite they're only more happy when they're limiting someone to victimhood is when they can associate themselves with that same victimhood, however like strange or connection they can draw. That's what they want to do because it gives them validity to their argument. They think it gives them power to their cause and what they're lamenting, but it ends up making them look like fools.
Yep. There, I don't disagree with you, Brian. I said I think it's an obsession. I think he's done it twice, and it was a bootstrap both times that didn't make any sense and is contrary to his level of intellect. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.